This is Twit.
Let's say I'm a growing startup, and I'm in a relational database right now, and I've just recognized we're growing too fast to continue this scaling model. At some point, we're going to have to bite the bullet, go through the big pain, switch to NoSQL or to a non-relational database, some sort of flat database. And what can Couchbase do for me? So if I were to come to you with this problem, what kind of solution could you present?
Yeah, I'll give you more than a hypothetical. I'll give you a real customer example. Pokemon Go.
Oh, yeah.
Before they launched, they had initially started building their application using a MySQL database. And through some of their initial testing, they kind of determined that, you know, they didn't think the relational model was going to work. They came to Couchbase and said, what can you do? So we deployed a team on site for them, and we were able to, you know, model their data, right? So the first step is model your data as JSON, document objects, as opposed to relational database structures. And there's, you know, well-defined best practices for doing that. Slight modifications to the application layer. The nice thing about Couchbase as a product is that we do actually have a full, very mature SQL language, right? So even though we're a NoSQL database under the covers, we actually expose to developers a SQL language that they can use that is actually ANSI SQL standard. And so the combination of those things, we were able to very quickly move Pokemon over to the Couchbase architecture. Now, when they did their initial planning, they planned a cluster size that they thought would support about, you know, 10x. They thought their cluster size would support about 10x of the volume that they expected. What happened was it went viral in a crazy way that they never expected.
Right.
And the initial cluster size that they had put together was nowhere near what they needed, right? Luckily, they had gone with Couchbase because they were able to add additional nodes, both for the data service as well as the query service, and scale the thing up on the fly without, you know, really any downtime at all. So that's a very specific example. You know, to your point, that is actually what happened with Pokemon Go.
I had no idea that Pokemon was originally running on a relational database, but that absolutely answers so many questions I have about the initial crash. I'm sure at some point someone said, look, the server farm that we've bought can handle 10x what we think is going to happen. Once it hit that 10x, there was no easy way to grow past it.
Exactly.
Because you're in a relational database, it was like, well, there's no bigger boxes we can buy.
Yep.
How long did it take to switch from that to, you know, a NoSQL infrastructure?
We did it very quickly. I think, you know, we had a team, you know, obviously we parachuted in a team on site from our services organization and helped them go through the switch. It happened over a couple of weeks probably is how it happened. But the initial we were able to resolve the initial problem with their scalability issues very, very rapidly and then scale up the environment from there.
Right, right. And actually, Specs in the chat room has a good point, and that is, so once you switched over, where did all the extra nodes come from? How do they draw on additional computing power to spin up new shards as the demand increases?
Yeah, so, you know, spinning up a new node is, you know, fairly straightforward these days, right? A lot of people are using, you know, container Docker type technologies to bring new nodes online. I'm not sure exactly what Pokemon was using from an infrastructure perspective, so I'd have to kind of defer that question. But for the most part, you know, things are virtualized and cloud-based, you know, these days, right? So spinning up new nodes on, you know, Amazon or Azure is, you know, a matter of clicking some buttons, and then adding those nodes to the Couchbase cluster is a matter of clicking some buttons as well. And all of those things can generally be scripted, right? So, you know, the idea of auto-scaling an environment is something that's, you know, very, just very, very common these days.